We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And with football right around the corner, no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate the return of football, DraftKings is giving all users a no-brainer to start the season, and you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City, plus 101 points for all users. So even if Kansas City were to lose by 100 points, you would still win with DraftKings Sportsbook. That's a no-brainer. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN to take advantage of this no-brainer of an offer. That's promo code KSN to get in on all of the action for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means Bob and Andy are back with me. And you know what, guys? I just got to share with you one of our questions in the Ask Ross segment started with, what do you guys think are the chances, if I win, that Jim will actually remember to announce it?
50-50 and best.
Yeah, it's really sad when even our listeners realize how often I forget it. So just to show that listener, here is our winner. And the winner now gets the very cool Labatt Blue shirt. It's really great. Our winner this week was Matt from Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. Matt, I'll be reaching out to you, and I will remember to do it to get your pertinent information. We'll be shipping your shirt out to you. All right, Bob and Andy, we've been talking so much these last several weeks about the Big Ten decision. Let's talk a little bit now. Take this time to talk about some of the actual players on the field. And when we did Tucker's Tape with Ross, we talked about players who really needed this season for their NFL career to help that out. What I want to talk to you guys about is maybe a little bit different, which is the players who are under the radar that we might find out this season they would play a big role if we do get to a football season. The example I want to give, a year ago, who would have thought that Journey Brown would be the star running back by the end of the season? Between opt-outs and just guys' development, I'm going to start with you, Andy. Where are you going to go? Who is your guy who right now would be considered under the radar, but you think would be, break out this season?
So mine's my first one. I have a list of five because, you know, you have to do five of them. I'm starting on the offensive line, and I'm going with Juice Scruggs at center for Penn State because I think Michael Bennett should opt out. He's one of those three or four players that, you know, the best decision I think for him is to opt out and get himself fully ready at the next level. He has enough tape. He has enough seat time. I mean, it was cool that he came back. It was really good. But I think he should, just in my opinion, I think it would be best for his future if he opted out. He could use this final another season of college football. It might help him a little, but I don't think he needs it. So Juice is under the COVID and everything that has gone on in 2020. For him, he's been extended, granted, healing time, right, from that horrific car accident that, you know, he suffered a broken back, right? Basically, it was a broken back. He's going to be good. He's had time to fully heal. He's had time to slowly work himself back in. Things that aren't good for a guy you have to drop in at an important position like that. So to me, Juice Scruggs is one of those guys that could potentially be a serious under-the-radar guy because I think he's going to be a good one.
Well, that's a good one, Andy, especially if Michael Bennett would choose to opt out of this season. All right, Bob, it's your turn. Who do you got?
Okay, just real quick, I just want to come over the top a little bit on A'Shea's pick. I was thinking about Michael Mennett. Guys, I think if he would opt out, or he should opt out, Mike Miranda would be the guy that becomes much more valuable. He can play guard or center. Juice is just a little bit too rusty to start, I think, at center. I think Penn State, if they had to, they would put Miranda at center, figure it out at guard, at least to start the year. I think Mike Miranda becomes much more valuable to the Lions. He's not the guy I want to mention. The guy I want to mention, Penn State lost John Reed, who's doing great with the Texans in the draft. Tariq Castro-Fields is a guy that I think flirted with the idea of coming out. If the season gets delayed much longer, he might want to just get ready for the NFL. If that's the case, Joey Porter would be my guy. I really think he is a talented player. I know Terry Smith likes him. He's got that length that James Franklin covets. And I think they easily could have played him last year. I just think talent-wise, especially if there's no Tariq Castro-Fields, he has got to be a top two or three corner to start the year for Penn State. And once he gets more experience, I think he's going to be an outstanding player in the secondary for Penn State.
I think that's a real good call also, Bob. So far, I like both your picks, guys. I'm going to throw out something, and we talked about this a little bit before the segment, and I believe the earlier we play, if it's October, perhaps November, I believe Pat Freiermuth will play. If it starts getting pushed off too much further than that, I'm not so sure the smarter move for him might be to opt out. Who does that leave us at tight end? Someone would have to step up at tight end, and there's a couple options there, Andy. Do you see any of those players on your list?
So I did not go near the tight end position because it falls into the wide receiver category for me a little bit. Beyond Jahan Dotson, don't know. Somebody step up and show me. Same thing at the tight end. Beyond Freiermuth, I'm like, okay, you're looking at Zach Kuntz, you're looking at Brenton Strange, right? Those are your two next best options. And, yeah, I don't know what Pat's window is. I think Pat could have easily gone and been fine. I think it's Chris. If they go after Thanksgiving, that just feels like it's just a Pat decision. Like, mm-hmm. Pat definitely doesn't need this. So I'm going to go, if I had to push in a quarter with in a corner with the tight end, why not go with the guy who's been around there longer? And I'll say Zach Kuntz, but I'm not wild about it. I'm not wild about Penn State's receivers beyond Freiermuth or Dotson. I'm like, show me on when you start playing again, and then I'll talk.
All right, I'll tell you what. Before I go back to you, Bob, I did corner you, Andy, on a tight end decision. Because of that, I'm going to let you have another player that you can bring up. Go ahead.
So I'm going with Adisa Isaac, right? So Shaka Toney debated very last second whether or not to leave and go to the NFL before all of this happened. Now you're hearing Jason Alway is available, if he wanted to do what Micah did and opt out. Defensive end looks pretty good, but it also could look like, whoa, what the heck is going on? So I always thought of Adisa as one of the guys that was in the four-player rotation as the roster was set up. And he would be a likely candidate if either one of those guys goes to be in a starting role. He fits the mold in Penn State under normal circumstances that I think he's ready to play a role where he would be a huge upside guy in terms of a rotation, but not quite ready for full-time duties yet. Having said that, he might have to step into that role sooner than later.
That's another good one. I think a lot of folks are pretty high on Adisa Isaac. I would not be surprised if he stepped up. All right, Bob, it's your turn. And because I let Andy have essentially two picks there, you get to throw out two of them also.
Well, I'll start with the tight end group, and I would just say this. It's been long enough, and if there's no Pat Freiermuth, I would not be surprised if Penn State gave a long look to Theo Johnson, the true freshman. A very
nice call.
One of the top recruits in the class. Yes, he's a true freshman, but he's got some pretty good size to him. I think he had a shoulder injury, and he wasn't going to go in the spring. But we're talking 6, 7, 8 months out now. I think his talent is obvious. If they're not sure, about Zach or Brenton Strange and they want to play two tight ends, I think he becomes a bigger part of the tight end conversation. As far as another position, guys, I think the obvious position, Micah Parsons is no longer around regardless. He's going to be a high pick in the NFL draft. I'm really excited, obviously, about Brandon Smith. I think when football does resume, he will not only start, but I think he'll be a major impact player within the season's first month. But I know, Jimmy, you're a fan of this guy. I do think this means a lot. This means a lot more playing time is available for somebody like Lance Dixon, who is not the biggest linebacker, but his speed in the middle of the field and in coverage, I think, would be an asset for Penn State's defense. A lot of people viewed him as a potential five-star recruit, somehow as a four-star recruit. I think on a lot of other teams, he plays as a true freshman. I think he's ready to play, and I think he covers a lot of ground. I think that Lance Dixon is going to be a pretty big part of the Penn State defense. I think a lot of fans want to see him, too.
I'll tell you what, you called it right there, Bob. I am a big fan of Lance Dixon, also Brandon Smith. I'm going to miss Micah Parsons, but I would love to see those people. All right, Andy, we got a little over a minute left. You get the last word on this.
All right, Chance, I'm going to stick with the linebackers and put your man crushes aside here for a second. Don't forget about Ellis Brooks. Sneaky. Sneaky solid, sneaky good. Always, to me, I've watched him develop play, always brought a little bit more to the table than you thought he would. Don't get me wrong. Lance Dixon and Brandon Smith are the obvious and clear-cut eye candy. I'm just saying, with Micah out, don't forget about Ellis Brooks. I think he is sneaky good, and he can fill a lot of roles and a lot of different spots in that core. I'm just saying, I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying, don't sleep on Ellis.
Well, that's a pretty good call, but you know where I was going to go there at talking about middle linebackers? I think Ellis Brooks is really, really solid. I'm anxious to see more of Jesse Luketa, though. I think he's flashed a few times. I'm going to be real curious to how they share those two. Real quick, Bob, your thoughts on those two in the middle.
Yeah, I think Luketa could also play another linebacker position. He can play outside a little bit. They really have two inside linebackers. He's big enough to do it. I think they were both going to play regardless. But Jesse Luketa is the guy, I think, that is ready for – he could start, and I think he could play well for Penn State.
All right. That's going to be it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to join us next time.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. For week one of the football season, DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. Even if Kansas City loses by 100 points, you would still cash your bet. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.